各位弟兄姊妹，你们平安，好久不见你们了，也好久没站在这讲台上。首先呢，我要祝每一位做妈妈的母亲节蒙恩。我今天很高兴能站在这讲台上为我们主耶稣做见证。你知道吗？我终于合格做妈妈了。我还记得去年这一天母亲节，我身怀六甲，吃饭时有一位姊妹跟我说，她说啊，你还不能老化，要等到孩子生下后你才可以老。今年我终于可以拿一朵漂亮粉红色的玫瑰花。其实啊，当妈妈的责任非常重大，也很辛苦，但是也是非常有喜乐和有成就感。我们夫妻俩非常感谢我们的阿爸天父垂听我们祷告，赐我们一个比我们所求所想还要好的一位孩子。当我成为母亲的时候，我更加体会到我们的主耶稣的爱，他的关怀，他的安慰，怎么带领我每一天的日子。今天我要跟大家分享的是如何祝福我们的孩子。请弟兄姊妹千万不要误会，我不是辅导孩子的专家，其实我对教养孩子一点经验也没有。我的孩子刚满10个月，我自己一边在看书一边在学习，每天都求主耶稣赐我有聪明智慧，用主耶稣的方式去教导我的孩子，所做的事讨主耶稣的喜悦。其实孩子就是上帝所赐给我们最好的礼物，这份礼物非常特别的，他会说话，会笑，会爬，会走路，还会讲话。箴言说，孩子就是耶和华所赐的产业。那我们要怎么祝福我们的孩子呢？很多时候我们做父母的会想预留一些产业给我们的孩子，就像箴言13:22说，三人给子孙预留产业。但我们有没有想过把属灵的产业留给我们的下一代？其实最美好的产业就是带领我们的孩子信主，遵守主的道。我们都知道主耶稣创造宇宙万物，只要我们孩子侍奉他，敬畏他，他必赐给他们丰盛的生命，一代又一代地大大增添，叫我们的孩子终其一生都在金钱上借势累累。当我怀孕的时候，我每天都给我的胎儿读箴言和祷告。当我儿子出世3个月后，我每天早晨必定唱诗歌和读圣经给他听。他有时看他的样子似懂非懂，但有时候他很专心地听，我相信圣灵一定会在他心里动工。其他的遗产也包括我们的人生价值观、成功的规则和模式、幸福人快乐的生活，也针对那些可能带来不幸和失败的事物提出警告。父母的榜样，如何在家中建立金钱的管教规则、爱的气氛、感恩祷告，确保孩子正常参加教会的主日学和十一奉献等，这些产业我们都可以一代传一代的传下去。最重要的是，就像彼得前书1:4所说的，我们要把属天的、不朽坏的、无玷污的产业传给我们的肉身的儿女。唯有敬畏耶和华才是知识的开端。当我们孩子得到智慧，他们知道什么是应该做，什么不应该做。我们做父母的不可能每时每刻看顾着我们的孩子，总有一天他们会离开家里，到远处去念书或工作。那我们怎么能够确保他规规矩矩的做人做事呢？唯有我们把他交给我们的主耶稣，圣灵会提醒和帮助他们。我相信大家都很熟悉圣经里面的浪子回头故事，虽然父母给他很多很多物质上的产业，但他都花尽了。所以说富不过三代，唯有把主耶稣介绍给我们的孩子，使他们承受他的产业。就像以赛亚书 一章说的，你或向左或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是真路，这是道理。然后接下来的是我们怎么借着教导和纠正来祝福我们的孩子。除了成为孩子的朋友，父母最重要的呼召是训练我们的孩子，塑造他，纠正和爱心教导他们，不能放纵孩子。虽然我们的儿子对我们俩非常的宝贝，但我俩从来不放纵他。有时候他吃饱了饭坐在椅子上大喊，没有原因的，我会很小声的跟他说，宝宝，没有事情的话请你不要乱叫。有时候他不听，我会轻轻的在他的小嘴上打一下，他就知道了，妈妈不允许他这样做。别看他年纪小，十个月大的婴孩，其实婴孩非常非常的懂事，他们会听父母的语气和表情。教养孩子就像种花种菜一样，没有辛苦的耕耘，也就没有好的收获。俗语说，种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。我每次看到张华种菜时，都要翻土把野草除掉，撒种浇水，让菜苗长起了，野草也跟着长起来，还要不断的除野草，让菜长得更粗壮，还要用爱心和耐心去做。所以我们一定要有爱心和耐心来教导我们的孩子，就像箴言22:6说，教养孩子，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。对我而言，泥土就像我们家里的环境，这个环境是不是一个好的环境，是不是一个充满喜乐平安爱的一个环境。浇水就像父母用上帝的话语和法则教导我们的孩子，野草就像不良的广播媒体、电影或朋友，别轻看这些野草，他们有很大的影响力，他们可以挤压我们的菜，完全不能长好。当孩子小的时候，坏习惯容易被纠正，有不良习惯一定要纠正，不好的电视节目或电影别让孩子看，因为孩子看多了，他们就认为这个社会就是这样的，如打打杀杀，性生活很随便。美国政府学校是不会教导我们的孩子那个道德的，所以父母一定要教导我们的孩子道德观念。人生不只为着自己而活，也要为着别人的益处而活。我们家的小孩从他在母腹里到现在，我们都训练和教导他，比如饭前祷告，睡前我们全家一起祷告，祷告完毕后他还会跟我们会心的一笑，那做父母的非常的非常的喜乐。每天早上我一定会唱诗歌和读圣经给他听，当他哭或害怕的时候，我一定唱诗歌和祷告来安慰他。他最喜欢的诗歌就是《野地的花》和《耶稣喜爱一切的小孩》。祝福孩子是每一个成人的责任，不只是当父母亲、祖父祖母或监护人的责任，而是每一个人的责任。只要我们有接触到孩子，我们就有影响力。这里我非常感谢我们的主日学老师和看顾婴孩的弟兄姊妹，他们是用爱心和上帝的话语来教导我们的孩子。我相信当我们孩子长大的时候，一定会记得感谢他们所付出的努力。我们千万不可做绊脚石，绊倒我们的孩子。耶稣说，这世界有祸了，因为将人绊倒的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸了，是在马太福音18:7。什么是绊倒人的事呢？比如孩子被侵犯、被伤害的方式，或者错误地对待孩子，产生一些带着败坏力量的东西影响到别人。比如我们用那个暴力或者脾气或者不 注意我们的言论或者鲁笨的态度对待我们的孩子。主耶稣又说，你们要小心，不可轻看这小子里的一个，我告诉你们，他们的使者在天上常见我天父的面，是在马太福音第十八章第十节。所以我们说话一定要造就安慰和谦勉人。耶稣提醒我们说，凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。弟兄姊妹们，祝福孩子是我们每一个人的责任，我们一定要把属灵的产业、爱心和智慧教导和祝福的话语传给我们的孩子，这样一代传一代，来见证荣耀我们的主耶稣，帮助我们的孩子成为贵重的器皿，为了天国的目的以意义而活着。我们可以大家低头做个祷告吗？慈爱慈爱的阿爸天父，我们感谢你，感谢你把这许多的孩子放在我们的生活当中。你赐我们每一个，求你赐我们每一位弟兄姊妹聪明智慧，用主耶稣你的教导方式来教导和祝福我们的孩子，把属天的、不朽坏的、无沾污的产业传给我们的孩子，一代传一代，世世代代都能见证荣耀赞美你的名字，直到永远。阿们。好，谢谢。
感谢我们姊妹的分享，我想实在看不出他是一个十个月大的孩子，我真希望我的孩子在十个月大，我有听到这样的分享跟劝勉，真的是在后的就在前了呀。我想刚才姊妹讲说，祝福孩子是每一个成人的责任，不是只有母亲或是父亲，是我们每一个人，真的要把属灵的产业、把神的话教导给我们的下一代。我们接下来我们一起读经，
我们仍然打开诗篇一百三十一篇。
Let us still turn to Psalm 131.
我想非常的对不起，我的声音好像有点哑。
I'm sorry about my voice.
我昨天晚上今天调整我的药物，但是还是调整不过来，还是要有一点迷迷糊糊的。
I tried to adjust my medicine last night, but still the impact is still there, and I'm sorry about that.
我相信主会给我的力量，也给弟兄姊妹的悟性。
But I trust the Lord to give me strength and give the message.
我非常的感谢神，我们有这样的一个美好的地方可以敬拜主。
Thank the Lord for such a wonderful place to worship Him.
我现在确实从我的心里常常的感谢赞美我们的神。
The thanksgiving and praise always come out of my heart.
他特别的在我们的教会的里面赐给我们许多许许多多的孩童和婴孩们。
He gave us lots of children in this church.
若是我们真正是观察的时候，我们就看到这真是神赐给我们属灵的产业。
And if we observe carefully, we'll see that these are the portions
that are given. And
this is the heritage that the Lord gave us.
但愿我们能够抓住了神这样的祝福。
Let us catch this blessing from the Lord.
能够在他的里面，我们这一生可以享受天国的福分。
And to enjoy the blessings of the heavenly kingdom in this earth.
也不单是孩童的献诗赞美，
not only the hymns by the children，
也是姊妹的见证，
but also joy in the hymns。
我们若是常常在属灵的里面真正的追求，在属灵的里面，我们把我们神给我们所看见的来分享。
If we constantly pursue our spiritual growth and growth, and share,
我们若是真实的在主的里面。
You are truly in the Lord.
亲近主,
and to be near Him.
寻求主,
and to seek Him.
是在每一次的聚会，我们都可以享受天上的福分。
And we can enjoy the heavenly blessing.
刚刚我们看到亲近更亲近，近主心怀。
And we just sing that nearer, still nearer, close to thy heart.
不但我们口里常常要唱亲近主。
Let it not be just in our mouth.
我们在我们的属灵的生活的里面，我们真是要抓住机会来亲近主。
But also in our spiritual life to get nearer to the Lord.
但是我们常常是不知道怎样的亲近主。
Often we do not know how to get closer.
我想刚刚所读的诗篇131篇就告诉我们怎样的亲近主。
The psalm we just read told us how to get closer to the Lord.
这是大卫的经历。
This is the experience of David.
这是大卫的见证。
This is David's testimony.
这也是大卫的劝勉。
And this is the exhortation of David.
当我接到这样的安排的时候，我一下子就想到诗篇131篇。
When I'm preparing the message, I instantly get the Psalm 131.
因为在这里第二节说，我的心平稳安静。
Because the verse 2 said that my heart is still and quiet.
好像断过奶的孩子。
Like a weaned child with its mother.
在他母亲的怀中。
Like a weaned child with its mother.
大卫仍然的要强调这样的经历。
David wants to emphasize his experience.
他的我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。
He said that my heart is like a weaned child.
我相信每一个人都有这样的经历。
I believe every one of us had this experience.
我想我们做常常会想到做孩童的时候。
And often we remember that when we were a child.
我想特别年纪越大越想到孩童的时候。
And especially when you get older, the more often you will think.
如同前一次我提到，我们年纪大的时候就想到，回到故乡去。
Like I mentioned last time, when we reach a certain age, we long to get back to our birthplace.
这是神给我们的本能。
This is the instinction that.
好让我们能够回转。
So that we can turn back.
回转到他的面前。
Turn back before him.
好让我们真正能回转变成小孩子的样子。
So we can turn into the form of a little child.
变成一个断奶的孩子。
Like a weaned child.
跑到母亲的怀中。
In his mother's womb, in his mother's breast.
在这一篇的诗篇里面，可以说是上写诗歌的最后一段。
This is almost the last section of the Psalms of Ascent.
上写诗歌一共是有15首。
There are altogether 15 psalms like this.
有这样的，犹太人有这样的规矩，他们上犹太圣殿去的时候。他每登上一层就唱一首。
Jews have this tradition that when they go to the holy temple, every time when they go above one step, they will sing one of the psalms.
从平面上一直唱到最高的地方。
From the flat level to the highest level.
有的人就把这上行的诗歌翻成了客旅的诗歌。
And also, there's a translation that called these psalms the Psalm of Journeys.
这是神的儿女，他们行走这世界的路程。
This is the children of God when they walk on this journey on this earth.
我们每一个人都是朝圣者。
Every one of us is someone seeking a spiritual journey.
我们一起在向着天堂而走。
It's a pilgrim journey to the heaven.
所以若是我这四五篇的诗篇分成三段的时候，
So if we divide it into three groups,
每一段都是五首。
Each group have five songs.
那120篇到124篇这是第一段。
The first group is Psalm 120 to 124.
125篇到129篇这是第二段。
The second group is Psalm 125 to
129. 134篇到134篇这是第三段。
And the third group is from Psalm 130 to 134.
这也是我们的属灵的路程。
This is also our spiritual journey.
从离开从开始。
And our departure is our starting point.
以后第二个阶段，我们就是要行走在这路程的当中。
And the second journey is about our walk in the.
那第三个阶段，我们就到了登峰造极。
The third section, we are reaching the peak.
这个第三段可以说是我们属灵生命的成熟的时候。
And it's a maturing period of our spiritual life.
那这一篇的诗篇是第三段的里面第二首。
So the psalm we share today is the second one among the third group.
130篇的里面说到要等候耶和华。
In Psalm 130 it says, we wait, Lord.
那在这里说我的心等候主。
And this said, Lord, we are waiting for you.
胜于守夜的等候天亮。
And in verse 7 it said, Lord, we wait you like the one.The time watcher waits.
以后第七节就说到以色列呀，你将仰望耶和华。
And verse 7 says, Israel, put your hope in the Lord.
因他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩。
But with the Lord, it's an unfailing love.
以后131篇大卫又说到他的经历。
And in Psalm 131, David shared his.
大卫在上行的诗歌里面一共写了四首的诗歌。
So David wrote four out of the psalm of.
第一段有两首。
In the first group there were.
最后一段也有两首。
And two in the last group.
就是131篇跟133篇。
It is Psalm 131 and 133.
我想我今天不能够很仔细的来解释。
I can't explain it in detail today.
但是我们一读的时候，觉得有意思。
The more we read it, the more we find it.
这里面真正是也是我你我属灵的经历。
Because truly, it's our spiritual journey.
所以我在这里三节的圣经，我也分成三段。
So I divide these three verses into three paragraphs.
第一段就是我们亲近主在神面前的态度。
The first is our attitude before God.
第一个，我们是向着神，对神来说。
It is.Us to God.
第二段乃是大卫说到他的受到母亲的教训，好像转过来的孩子。
The second is the discipline as a weaned child.
这是大卫自己的经历。
It is David's experience himself.
第三段就是他劝勉以色列人。
The third is exhortation for Israel.
他可以说是向人的劝勉。
It is exhortation to men.
所以第一段我们可以说它是向神。
So first point is to God.
这里告诉第一节告诉我们我们在神的面前的态度是如何的。
Verse 1 talks about our attitude before God.
我觉得一个真正的基督徒他在神的面前的关系非常的重要。
And I would say that for a true Christian, it is very important that how he...is before the Lord.
我们在神面前的态度非常重要。
Our attitude before God is very important.
我们的心态对神一定要先调整清楚。
Our attitude before God must be adjusted.
以后我们对自己的态，对自己的哪一个，自己的关系才能够正常。
Then second is our relationship to ourselves.
以后我们才能够跟人的关系是正常的。
Then it comes to our relationship to men.
是第一个我们需要对神的态度要正常。
So first, we have to have a normal attitude toward God.
第二个，我们对自己的哪一个体验需要成熟。
And the second, we need to have a mature experience of ourselves.
我想神拯救我们不单单叫我们做一个婴孩。
I believe that God saved us not just to be a baby.
一个父母生了小孩儿女，不是叫我们一直的存在婴孩的地吃奶的哪一个地步。
And parents had a baby not just to have it stay that way.
我想我们每一个人都很欢喜婴孩。
I know every one of us like babies.
特别是吃奶的婴孩。
Especially babies that are still suckling.
但是我们也需要的培养他们。养育他们能够断奶。
But we need to nurture them, educate them so that they can
能够成熟。
And they can be mature.
以后我们成熟了以后，我们才能够教导人。
And once after we get mature, then we can start to teach others.
我们才能够负起我们的责任。
that we can take our responsibilities.
我常常有时候也觉得一个在这个时代的里面一个很大的理念的叹息。
And I have a deep sigh in me in this generation.
可能他们受的教育他们非常的高。
Maybe they had very high education.
但是他们的心态仍然是一个孩童。
But their heart is still like a baby.
我们常常的需要警惕我们自己。
We need to be very careful.
我们怎样的把自己的 激励自己的生命能够成熟,
how our experience and our life can be matured,
我们才能够带领其他的人,
so that we can lead others,
我们才能够教训其他的人,
that we can teach others.
我们若是做父母不成熟,
if as parents we are not mature,
我想我们的儿女也不会成熟,
and our children won't be mature.
但是也有很多特别的情况,
but there are exceptions.
父母有所不成熟,
sometimes parents are not mature.
儿女非常的成熟,
but the children are mature.
这实在是神的特别的恩典,
but that's a special
神的怜悯,
mercy and grace.
但是我们每一个人都在神的面前一个正常的态度,
every one of us had the right attitude before God.
我们自己必须有一个成熟的生命,
we need to have a mature life.
我们个人需要负起责任,
and we need to take our responsibility before men.
这是我简单的提到
That's what I simply mentioned these three points here. So to myself, it's a great exhortation. And great help. And it's something alerts me a lot.
And
the rest of the time, let's look at what kind of attitude we need to have before God. David came before the Lord. This is a prayer. This is a prayer that he came before the Lord to get nearer. But he said, my heart is not proud. My eyes are not haughty.
重大和测不透的事我也不敢行。I
do not concern myself with great matters or things to want for me. Here are three things.
第一句话就是我的心不狂傲。First
is my heart is not proud.
第二句话我的眼不高大。Second,
my eyes are not haughty.
我们常常说他眼高气傲。And
many times we have a haughty eye and proud heart.
我们若是内心是骄傲的。If
we are proud inside.
我们的眼常常会看到天主,
and our eyes just look very high.
当然我们的眼睛走路的时候不能够一直看地,
of course we cannot always look the ground while we're walking.
我们需要看到前面,
we need to look forward.
但是我们的眼睛若是太高了, 我们也会跌倒。
But if our eyes are too high, we will fail.
我想大卫得到了他人生的真正的秘诀,
and David had the secret for his life.
我们若是读到撒母耳 记下,
if we read 2 Samuel,
我们就可以看到大卫的如何受神的管教,
we can see that how David got disciplined by God.
也是可以说他受神的训练,
and how he gets trained by God.
他怎样的谦卑在神的面前,
how he humbled himself before God.
他这里不是报告说神啊, 哎, 我可以做很多很多很多的事情,
he not just came before the Lord said that I can do lots of things.
我打败了腓力士人,
I defeated the Philistines.
我建立了你和心意的国度,
I built a country that's good in your eyes.
但是大卫在神的面前说, 我的心不狂傲,
but David said that my heart is not proud.
箴言记三章第十五节也是这样的教导我们,
and also in Proverbs 3:15,
你要保守你的心胜过保守一切,
you need to above all you need to keep your heart,
因为一生的果效都由心发出,
because that's she's more precious than anything else.
你要仰赖耶和华, 专心仰赖耶和华, 不可依靠自己的聪明,
look upon the Lord and do not rely on your own,
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他,
and in all the ways you walk,
他必指引你的路,
he will lead your way.
我们感谢神的恩典,
we thank the grace of the Lord. We live in this time of New Testament. Our Lord Jesus often teaches with His own word. In Luke 18, He had a proverb.
有两个人上圣殿去祷告,
there's two men come to the temple to pray.
一个是法利赛人,
one is a Pharisee.
他是虔诚的犹太教徒,
and he's a devout Jewish, and he obeyed the Lord.
他在犹太教堂的里面是非常的有分量的,
he is important in Jewish temple.
一个是税吏,
another is a tax collector.
乃是犹太人看不起他,
and was looked didn't
他们把税吏看作罪人,
and the Pharisee looked at the tax collector. They went to the holy temple to pray.
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible told us that the Pharisee asked to himself. His eyes looked very high. He saw this tax collector before him.
他说,
he said, I'm not like the tax collector beside me.
做了许多不好的事情,
who did many bad things.
我每一天每个礼拜进食两次,
I fast twice a week.
我常常上圣殿去,
I often went to the temple.
我去奉献,
I offer a lot.
我去服侍,
I serve.
我去祷告,
and I prayed.
我不像哪一个罪人,
I'm not like the sinner.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我想写一个比喻呢，是把大卫的 第一节的圣经完全的写明,
I believe this proverb from the Lord reveals.
我们到神的面前来,
when we come before the Lord,
我们真正要做一个神的儿女,
we become a children of
God. 我们若是真正的悔改,
we truly repent.
我们若是真正重生一个基督徒,
truly,
我们是真正一个服侍的人,
truly server.
我们是不是像来一个法利赛人一样,
are we like the Pharisee?
还是我们像来一个税吏?
Are we like the
tax collector,
who dare not to lift
his hand? 他在神的面前说,我是个罪人,
before God, he said, I'm a sinner.
谁, 神, 听谁的祷告,
whose prayer the Lord will listen?
我们的主也说很清楚地告诉我们说,
Lord Jesus said clearly,
我相信神不听那个法利赛人的祷告,
God would not listen the prayer of the Pharisee.
神乃是听那个罪人的祷告,
so listen to the sinner, listen to the prayer of the
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, let's come before the Lord prayer
offer
with the right attitude.
如同大卫在这里说,
as David said here,
我的心不狂傲,
my heart is not proud,
我的眼不高大,
my eyes are not haughty,
重大和测不透的事我也不敢,
I do not concern myself with great matters.
让我们脚踏实地,
let us be true. Let us be truthful, come before the Lord.
神必定要祝福他的教会,
Lord will bless His church.
神必定要祝福他的儿女,
Lord will bless His children.
神必定要祝福这许许多多的依靠主的家庭,
Lord will bless these families
rely on the Lord.
We hold the promise of the Lord.
Let
us
waste
our time. And times went by very fast. Not only just for a week, for a month, even for a year, even 10 years.
我可以说50年也很快过去,
and I can even say even 50 years flies away.
都成了一个幻影,
and soon become just a shadow.
但我们的真实呢是在主耶稣基督的里面,
but what true, our truth is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们真正的蒙了他的恩典,
we're truly blessed by Him.
真正的跟随他的道路,
we truly followed Him.
真正的在他的里面做一个正直的人,
we're truly to be a righteous man.
他的眼看顾一人,
and His eyes are on the righteous.
他知道你我的情况,
He knows our situation.
我们到他的面前不必说我做了很多很多事，不必向神报告,
when we come before Him, we don't have to report that I did something. God already knows.
但愿我们全家的心来到他的面前,
let us be come to the Lord like this.
这是第一个, so this is my feeling on the
first
第二个,
point.
第二节的里面说, 我的心平稳安静,
verse 2 says, but I have stilled and quietened my soul.
好像撞过来的孩子,
like a wind child.
在他母亲的怀中,
with its mother.
大卫到神的面前,
David come before the Lord.
他的心平稳安静,
and his heart is stilled and quiet.
这个平稳安静很难说出来,
it is very hard to explain.
所以他就用一个比喻,
so he used a proverb.
这个比喻就是他断奶的时候,
that's when he was weaned.
他还记得断奶的时候,
he still remembered that time.
因为犹太人很晚，小孩子很晚断奶,
because for Jews it is very late for the baby.
我们平常可能是六个月就断奶了,
maybe for us it's 6 months,
可能一年断奶了,
or maybe a year.
有的小孩子比较那个娇养的，就两年了才断奶。
And there may be some kids even when you're 3 years old. But for Jews, it's very common to be beyond 3 years.
所以这个婴孩断奶的孩子很记得很清楚。
So there could be still some memory of the time.
他的母亲怎样的断他的奶。
So he may still remember how. He
因为三岁的小孩子应该是很清楚，很知道很多事情。
Because when a baby is 3 years old, he can remember many things.
他特别的在母亲的怀抱的里面。
Especially when he's in the bosom of his mother.
母亲拒绝把奶喂他。
And the mother refused to give him his breast.
有时候或者用很辣的东西放在乳房。
And sometimes just put some hot stuff there.
这个小孩子第一次尝到哪一个苦的味道,
it's the first time that baby tasted some bitter taste.
他要自己调整自己,
and the baby needs to adjust himself.
他要受到哪一个教训,
and he needs to be disciplined.
他要受到哪一个训练,
and he needs to be trained.
所以常常在他记忆的当中,
so in his memory,
他很清楚,
he remembers clearly.
他在断奶的时候,
how he was when he was weaned.
反而他没有挣扎,
actually there's not too much struggle.
所以大卫说好像断过奶的孩子,
so David said like a child,
在他母亲怀中,
like a weaned child with his mother.
我的确是忘记在我母亲的怀中断奶的时候,
I forgot myself how I was when I get weaned.
但是我慢慢的 尝到在母亲怀中的那个温暖安慰,
but gradually I tasted the comfortness and the warmth before in my mother's bosom.
我一生当中可以记得三次跑到我母亲的怀中,
I still remember 3 times I came to my mother.
这个永远的我纪念我的母亲,
that's a forever memory.
我常常纪念我母亲的爱,
often, very often that I remember the love of my mother.
我记得我12岁逃着日本人就到山地去念书,
and I was when I remember when I was 12 when I flee from the war between China and Japan.
我在山地里有一年的时间,
I had a school at
mountain area. 迁到福建的内地,
and the school moved to the inland of Fujian.
那是真是非常的艰苦,
it's a very difficult time.
我们吃饭要抢着吃,
and when we have our meals we need to fight for it.
我们的菜就是12颗的黄豆,
and our dish is actually a 12 soybean.
我们吃盐很难吃到咸的味道,
even hard to get some solid taste. Not much salt.
当日本人从沿海退走的时候,
when Japanese army retreated,
我们就回到自己的家乡,
we returned to our hometown.
我记得我回去的时候就, 我的母亲在上面煮饭,
I remember when I went back, my mother was cooking.
以前这个炉灶是很大的,
and before we have a very big,
我们也借助那个烧木材给要拉风箱的,
we burn wood and we need to blow air in it.
我就在那个灶窝的下面我拉风箱,
so I actually blow the air below the counter.
这样的我就把我的眼泪把我的苦情向我的母亲诉说。
And I talked all the sufferings I had before my mother.
当我前几次回到中国,
when I went back to China,
我的弟弟还记得哥哥以前第一次很小的时候回到家里的时候在母亲的面前大哭。
My younger brother still remember that when I was 12 years old, when I went back home, how I cried out my suffering.
那个时候我才13岁。
I'm was about 13 years old.
但是我尝到在母怀里的安慰，在母怀里的温暖。
But I tasted the warmness and comfort in mother's bosom.
这是我第一个永远的记得，在我一生当中记得。
This is my first memory, which will last forever.
我年纪越大，又记得我在母亲的怀中。
And the older I am, and the clearer the memory is.
第二次，我是离开中国30年。
Second time that I left China 30 years.
1989年我回到自己的家乡。
I went back to my hometown in 1989.
那个时候我就跑到母亲的膝前。
And I come before the knees of my mother.
我的母亲拥抱着我。
My mother held me.
很多的亲戚朋友来看我的时候,
many relatives and friends came to.
他就告诉他们说，我的儿子是失而复得，失而复活。
And she told them that this child I lost, but I get it back.
她仍然把我当作一个小孩子。She
still treated me as a little baby.
并且她常常觉得这一个小孩子是个流浪子。And
she thought I was a prodigal son.
但是她又回到他的面前。But
now came before him.
这是第二次我永远记得我在母亲的怀中。This
is the second memory for me to last forever.
第三次1988年。
Third time is in 1988.
我听说我的母亲病危的时候,
I heard that my mother is I went back to China.
我回到家乡的时候我的母亲已经不省人事。
When I came to my hometown, my mother has lost.
但是我相信她还是有知觉。
But I know she still can hear something.
大概经过整个晚上,
after a whole night,
我陪在我母亲的怀中，旁边。
I stayed beside my mother.
很多的兄弟他们亲戚都离开。
Many brothers or relatives left.
我单独的在哪一个地方,
just me with my mother alone.
我看见我母亲的呼吸。
I heard her breath.
她好像是走路一样。
As if she was walking.
一直慢慢的走。
And as if she's walking slowly.
到最后一口气的时候,
till the last breath,
他的里面显出了他的那个荣光之容,
and there is the glory out of her.
我知道,
the last breath,
他已经被我们的主接到他的怀中,
I know she's in the bosom of the Lord.
他得到安息,
and she had the rest.
我的心也因此的平稳安静,
and my heart had the peace and rest.
这是怎么样的平稳，怎么样安静？
So what kind of steel and quieted soul?
大卫用他的文字来表明。David
used some words.
不但用他的文字来表明，也是用一个比喻来表明。Use
some words and the proverb.
他自己的经历来告诉我们说，好像断奶的孩子。He
used his own experience to tell us that it's like a weaned child. He has reached his maturity.
虽然我年纪已经老迈。
Even I was old,
我在我的母亲的怀中仍然是一个婴孩,
but I'm still a child in my mother's bosom.
但是不是一个吃奶的婴孩,
but I'm not a suckling baby,
乃是一个断奶的婴孩,
but a weaned child.
知道母亲的心意,
who knows mother's will,
也可以出去行走我们自己选择的道路,
and who can walk the way that I selected.
什么叫做平稳?
So what is
因为两个字在这里说唏嘘，永远是唏嘘不平的地方。
And in the original language, it's like in a rough land.
特别以赛亚有这样的用字。
Especially in the book of Isaiah, he used this word.
以赛亚二十八章二十五节。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 28.
在这里，以赛亚用的平稳。
And verse 25, he used the word to
be still. 这个意思乃是种田的农夫他会了更会了解。
And actually, a farmer would know this better.
这个农夫要撒种的时候。
When he's about to sow the seed,
他必须要把这个土地那个拉平。
He needs to level the surface.
就是高高低低、弯弯曲曲的要拉平。
And for the surface is high in low places, he needs to level it.
以后就撒种。
And then sow his seed.
我记得这个小的时候回到自己的家乡去种田的时候。
I remember when I came back to my hometown to farm there.
我现在撒草种还是用这个方法。
Even today, I when I sow the seeds, the grass seeds, I use the same way.
这个要撒麦，特别撒麦子的时候。
Especially to sow the seeds for the wheat.
要拉平这个土地。
You need to level the ground.
以后就把麦子整个撒过去。
And then sow the seeds.
就用手这样子撒得很均匀。
And use my hand, and it will be very even.
我现在撒肥料不用哪一个那个撒种子的那个车子。
Even when I spread the fertilizer, I don't use a machine.
那比哪一个用工具还要撒的。
Level surface in
our
heart. And many times there are so many waves in our heart.
这个字在新约的里面就是耶稣在海面上平静风浪。
And in New Testament it's referred as when there's waves, Jesus.
哪个风浪？那个高高低低。
And in the waves that the water is up and down.
但是有一位平静风浪的主。
There was one who put the water back.
他不但是平静哪一个以自然的风浪。
He not only still the water.
他也能够平静我们里面的风浪。
He not only still the water in nature, but also still the water in our heart.
我再说，我们需要我们自己要平静我们自己内心的风浪。
Brothers and sisters, let me say again that we need to steal the water in our heart.
我们自己若是里面还有很多的风浪。
We still have lots of waves in us.
我们怎么样可以叫别人可以得着了平静？
How can us let others into the
spirit? 大卫在这里说平稳安静。
So David here said that the still and quietened.
他不但哪一个平稳并且安息在主的里面。
So it's a rest in the Lord.
我们的主耶稣在马太福音第十一章。
In Matthew chapter
11, 28章,
in verse
28, 11章第28节,
Matthew 11, chapter 28,
他说, 怀劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
He said that, 28, that,
我就使你们得安息。
All you who are weary and burdened,
他已经给我们安息。
He already gave us rest.
但是我们并没有享受安息。
But we didn't even enjoy the
rest. 多少的基督徒。
So many questions.
仍然的没有享受安息。
Haven't enjoyed the rest.
他已经得着了神的应许。
They had the promise of God.
他知道我是一个基督徒。
He know I'm a Christian.
他知道我有生命。
He know I have life.
我知道神的里面有很多的福分。
I know there's so many blessings
in God. 但是为什么我没有得到？
Why I haven't enjoyed it?
下面我们的主耶稣说。
Our Lord said.
我心里柔和谦卑。
The Lord said that. I am gentle and humble in heart.
我学我的样子。
Take my yoke upon you.
你们就必得享安息。
And learn from me.
弟兄姊妹，
you will find rest for your soul.
我们有没有负他的轭？
Have we take his yoke?
我们有没有学他的样子？
Have we learned from him?
我们仍然充满了哪一个高傲的眼睛？
Have we still full with this proud
eye? 我们曾经还是一个骄傲，要显明我们自己。
恶人
永远不得平安。
The evil ones will never have peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们回到神的面前。
Let us come before the Lord.
我们需要行走在他的道路的里面。
Walk His way.
他说我心里柔和谦卑。
See, my heart is humble and gentle. 我们是
不是谦卑在主的面前？
Have we humbled ourselves before the Lord?
我们是不是在我里面还是一个谦卑温柔的灵？
Am I still a gentle and humble man?
我们是不是愿意负他的额，学着他的样子？
Are we willing to take his
role and
learn from him? 我们还是仰慕
我。
Or just like stay the same?
我们自己有什么样子要怎么样做就怎么做。
Just to do whatever is good in my own eyes.
这不是合乎神的规律。
That's not what the Lord wants us to do.
不叫我们得着了真正的平安。
And that way we'll never have peace.
我们没有办法享受安息。
We cannot enjoy peace.
以后他们大卫就说，以色列啊，你们当仰望耶和华。
And later David said, Israel, put your hope in the Lord.
第三个他的责任。
That's
他不但不断提升，他不但自己觉得我很好。
He not only make himself.
他仍然要把这样的话语告诉整个以色列人。
He wants to share these words to the entire Israel.
弟兄姊妹，我们做基督徒不是一个人做基督徒。
When we become a Christian, we're not just by ourselves.
这个以色列人就是今天的教会。
And the Israel people is like the church today.
我们乃是一起行走天路。
And we're walking the heavenly journey together.
这个天路的上面，一面行走。
In this heavenly journey, we walk together.
一面要唱着一首诗歌。
And as we walk,
一面我们要彼此的勉励。
And we exhort each other.
以色列呀，你在仰望耶和华。
Oh Israel, hope, put your hope in the Lord.
我记得李牧师在这里特别提了几句话。
I remember Pastor Lee when he referred to several words.
听可能听不不一定听得懂。
So I think that before it might not be clear to you.
他说了两个字，司马神学。
He said that there are the theologists, Shema.
看到摩西就说以色列啊，你们要听。
And Moses often said, "Oh, hear Israel."
刚刚我们读到那个生命记的第六章说，以色列啊，你们要听。
We also read the verse today in the Deuteronomy that oh hear Israel. So it's a theology of listen.
意思是要听神的话。
Which means that you need to listen to the word of God.
我们有时候听并没有要听我们自己所欢喜听的。
And many times we just want to hear what we like to hear.
我们不是要听神所对我们所说的话。
Many times we're not willing to listen what God wants us to hear.
以色列啊，你们要依靠耶和华。
Here says, "Oh Israel, put your hope in the Lord."
以色列啊，你们要听。
Oh Israel, put your hope.
为什么说司马呢
？Why we said
in the word? 因为希伯来文的这个听就是 shema。
In Hebrew, the word
shema Israel.
Here,
以色列啊，你们要听。
The word listen.
摩西常常的这样的。告诉以色列人。
Very often Moses said this to Israel.
弟兄姊妹，今天我要在这里也要呼喊着。
I will cry out this word before you.
弟兄姊妹啊，你们要听。
Oh, hear, brothers and sisters.
以色列啊，你们要依靠耶和华。
Oh, hear, Israel.
我们不是依靠任何的方法。
Trust the Lord, not any method.
我不是说没有方法。
I'm not saying that we don't
use any method. 我们需要要抓住我们神的话。
But we need to hold on the words of God.
我们要行走在神的话的里面
and to walk in his word,
要遵从神的话
and obey his word,
我们谦卑在神的面前
and humble before him.
可能有一天我也不能够再在这里你们听我的声音
and someday I can't stand here anymore and let you hear my words anymore.
但是圣灵能够在我们的内心呼唤他的教会
but may Holy Spirit speak his words and say to his church,
我们需要谦卑在神的面前。
We need to humble ourselves before God.
我们需要做一个成熟的基督徒。
To be a mature Christian.
我们需要来负起责任，来帮助我们的弟兄姊妹。
To take the responsibility of helping our brothers and sisters.
来建立他的国度。
To build his country.
建立他的教会。
And to build his church.
我们低头做祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
常把你的话放在我们的面前。
You often put your words before us.
求主的圣灵感动我们的心。
May your Holy Spirit move everyone to us.
叫我们愿意顺服你的话。
So that we are willing to obey your words.
遵行你的话。
To follow your words.
谦卑在你的面前。
To humble ourselves before you.
匍匐在你的面前。
And bow down before you.
我们要把一切的荣耀归给你。
May all the glory be to you.
荣耀不要归给我们自己。
Glory not to us.
荣耀也不要归给假神。
Glory not to the idols.
荣耀乃是要归给我们坐宝座的羔羊。
Glory only to the Lamb on the throne.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
主啊，我们这一次圣灵借着你的仆人向我们说话，真的是要我们悔改到你的面前，我们就愿意回转像个孩子一样，真的是我们愿意负你的儿，学你的样式，这样我们就得安息。我们不依靠我们的才能，也不依靠我们自己的势力，我们愿意听神的话，也遵守你的诫命，你就会赐福给我，也赐福给我们的后裔。主，我们谢谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求， Amen。 我们有一些事情报告。我们先欢迎今天第一次来我们教会聚会的朋友或弟兄姐妹，有没有是今天第一次来的？我的右手边有没有？左手边呢？也都没有，是不是 ？OK。然后我想我们还是一样，每一个主日的早上9点有主日的晨祷聚会，请弟兄姐妹多参加，为这个聚会祷告。然后在礼拜三的时候，教会有个祷告聚会，是在这里，是在礼拜三的晚上7:30，也请弟兄姐妹多多的参加。然后这个礼拜 The Coming 这个礼拜五跟礼拜六跟礼拜天，我们有一个特别的聚会，就是 Bill Franklin 副牧师他要来跟我们谈一下领袖训练的策略讲座。所以从礼拜五各区的查经我们全部到教会来，是7:30到9:30。然后礼拜六有3堂，一堂是在早上9:00到10:30，第二堂是在10:45到12:15，然后中间有个简单的午餐，然后下午是1:15到2:30，然后礼拜天也是一样按正常的主日，我想副牧师他会给我们释放信息。然后礼拜天的下午1:15到2:30，他还有一点问题跟回答。 OK， 这礼拜五的清洁服事是邓斌弟兄和欧阳辉弟兄一家，然后下礼拜是张正清弟兄和高正修弟兄一家。还有就是诗班慧文请你们就是说等一下聚会结束的时候可不可以到钢琴这边来，他要跟你们讨论就是下一个礼拜献诗的，因为我们有特别的聚会。我们今天有很多的年轻人，他们为了母亲节在外面帮我们准备午餐，你们等一下出去。